Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. We begin with a developing story. A spokesman for the Afghan Vice President, Amrullah Saleh, said he escaped a roadside bomb attack unharmed early Wednesday. The spokesman told Reuters the bomb targeted Saleh's convoy and some of his bodyguards were injured. The health ministry official said two bodies and seven injured have been transported to hospitals so far. We'll update this story as we continue to get more information. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said the Republican-led Senate will vote as soon as this week on COVID-19 relief legislation after negotiations with Democrats broke off last month. After bipartisan unity led to the approval of a nearly $3 billion COVID-19 rescue package in the spring, the two sides have not been able to reach another agreement. The House of Representatives doesn't return to work until September 14. The U.S. leads the world in confirmed COVID-19 deaths with nearly 190,000. The U.S. is also home to a world-leading 6.3 million coronavirus infections, nearly one quarter of the more than 27.3 million worldwide. Hundreds of people demonstrated at Mali's capital Tuesday in support of the junta that has seized power last month in a coup as debate rages over the time frame for the country's return to civilian rule. After the coup, the junta pledged to hold fresh elections and initially proposed a three-year military-led transition back to civilian rule before rolling it back to 2 years. But the 15-nation ECOWAS regional bloc has demanded the transition take place in 12 months and be led by a civilian president and prime minister. For more news, join us at voanews.com.